If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Rest in peace, Badger.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Go, Badger, go.
Go, Badger, go. You bet. All right. Well, let's have some more music, shall we?
Please.
Yeah. Joni Harms is riding along with us. I love this song.
Yeah.
This is a great song. It's called American Dream.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, a hard-working cowboy ready to ride by cool mountain waters and pastures of green? He's out there living the American dream. There's 100-some acres his family has owned for 3 generations. Now it's his home. When he lays down at night, he knows that he is still holding on to the American. American dream.
Yeah, isn't that a great offering?
Yeah.
Joni Harms knows how to do it. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. So we're talking about this.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yes.
This has been around for a whole lot of years, right?
You know, I don't know when it was.
Well, I was thinking what I read was like 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly right. And like we said earlier, it was the visionary and brainchild co-founder Drew Dix.
Right, right.
What's cool about it is their organizational mission, their values, and their mission statement and vision statement. We're gonna read all those because this is amazing.
Well, and everything that they got going, that they're getting started and carrying through with, you know, the civics bee.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yes, they've got all sorts of things going on. Their vision statement says, their vision statement is a source for future generations to learn and explore how doing the right thing for family, community, and country will keep America great.
Amen.
Their mission statement is to honor the extreme sacrifices made to help sustain America's values and to ensure these extraordinary actions are preserved forever.
Yes.
Isn't that
cool? Yeah. We've got to keep it, write it down. We got to keep it going.
Exactly right. I got to introduce Major Dix when he spoke the other day, and it was truly an honor. And the word hero makes real heroes a little uncomfortable.
It does.
Yeah. And it makes Major Dix a little made him a little uncomfortable as well. But truly an American hero.
Well, and you ask him.
Yeah.
You know, right. Are you a hero?
Said, I'm no hero.
Hell no.
Well, and what he said was, I was just doing what was necessary.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Doing what was necessary for those fighting on my left and for those fighting on my right and for the innocent people.
Yes.
That were being affected by the fight.
So what we're calling it is service.
Service. Oh, my. Hey, we better have a little cowpoke poetry
what
here.
What you got?
Well, let's talk about those who were left behind. Here's to those who were left behind, to those who were asked to stay, those who kept the home fires burning while their soldiers went away. It was you that kept life moving. You kept your family fed. You're the ones that calmed the children as you tucked them into bed. You are the ones who cried at night when you watched the evening news. You felt the pang of loneliness on a path you did not choose. Then yours was the voice of reason when the critics spewed their hate. You held fast and took the fire. It was you who set them straight. No one can see your wounds and scars. You harbor them deep inside. Refuse to let your anguish show and set your fear aside. You had to keep it together when life was falling apart. You couldn't let your loved ones see how their absence broke your heart. The ghosts that haunted you the most was the fear of the unknown. Finding courage took all you had to face this challenge alone. Hours turned to days, and days turned to months, then the months turned into years. There were times you could not go on, but you battled through the tears. Respite and relief from a phone call turned into grief and concern with the news that someone's soldier could not and would not return. So, to those who went, those who stayed, and those whose graves don flowers, We honor you by raising our kids to respect this country of ours. In my house, we stand for the flag and place our hands on our chest. We sing the words to our anthem and honor those laid to rest. We teach regard for servicemen, to be courteous and kind. By this, we tribute those who served and those who were left behind. Yeah, we've got to remember and those who never came home.
Right, exactly.
Along those lines, let's have a little Dick's pick.
Oh, man, this is a... This will make you tingle.
It will. Who is it?
Statler Brothers.
What are they singing?
More Than Names on a Wall.
Right.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers. As her tears began to fall, and she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?" She said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home. She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Song just gives me the shivers.
I love that
song.
I do
too, man. That is good stuff. We're talking about the Center for American Values. Mm-hmm. We're going to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.